KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have clear skies, and we're currently at 11 degrees below zero. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. A wind chill advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. for most of the KJAN listening area, with the exception of the far west and southwest counties, Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page, where that wind chill advisory is in effect until 11 a.m. We look for increasing cloudiness today with a high of 16. Well, several schools have delayed the start of classes this morning due to the wind and cold temperatures. And let's run down that list very briefly for you here this morning. It's also on our website at kjan.com under the Community Hub on the main page. Click on Cancellations. Atlantic Community Schools are running 2 hours late. Adair Casey is having a dismissal at 12:50 due to the girls' state basketball tournament, but they are otherwise on time. AHST and Audubon are running 2 hours late. There's no morning preschool at Audubon. No school today in Bedford, but that was due to the girls' state basketball tournament. Boyer Valley, Cam, Clarinda, Exira EHK, and Griswold are all 2 hours late. Also a two-hour late start today for IKM Manning, Harlan, Nottoway Valley, and Red Oak. Riverside is 2 hours late and no morning preschool there. Shelby County Catholic Schools are running 2 hours late. Southwest Valley, which is Villisca and Corning, is 2 hours late. No morning activities there and no AM preschool at the Corning campus. Stanton has a two-hour late start with no morning activities, and the girls' basketball team will leave for state at 8:30. Trainer, Tri-Center, Underwood, Walnut, West Central Valley of Stewart, and Woodbine are all 2 hours late. No Jack and Jill morning preschool today, and the Child Watch will open at the Y at 10 o'clock. No morning preschool for Atlantic Little Lambs today, and Atlantic Head Start will be starting 2 hours late. And St. John's Christian Preschool in Audubon, classes will be held there today. Again, you can find that list on KJAN.com. In the news this morning, Atlantic broke two consecutive days of record low temperatures today and yesterday. For the 24-hour reporting period that ended at 7 a.m., the low in Atlantic for March the 2nd was 12 degrees below zero, and that broke the old record of 11 below set on that date in 1913. The record low for today, March the 3rd, was also broken at 7 a.m. when we recorded a temperature of 11 degrees below zero. That broke the record that was set on this date in 2002. News time is 7:09.
HealthMart pharmacies are independently owned pharmacies. We offer all the benefits of national chains with the highly personalized care you expect from a family-run business.
As a HealthMart pharmacy, we at Rex Pharmacy care for you like a member of our very own family. We always provide the highest quality products and services along with exceptional everyday value. We strive to deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise by dedicating ourselves to being there in your times of need. Rex HealthMart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources and provide the best products and services for your professional pharmacy care.
This is Josh at Rex HealthMart Pharmacy. It's true, bigger has more buying power, but many times bigger also means that you become smaller. That's why we're proud to bring you the benefits of HealthMart. You're still the most important part of our business, and with the quality of HealthMart, we can offer you the services and care you expect and competitive prices. Let us show you today. I'm Josh, and I want to be your HealthMart pharmacist.
HealthMart and Rex Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Police in Red Oak report the arrest early this morning of a Cass County man on drug charges. 45-year-old Kenneth Dale Schooling of Griswold was taken into custody at around 2:30 a.m. on a possession of methamphetamine charge. Schooling was being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak report the arrest at around noon on Sunday of 43-year-old Clinton Joe Hans England of Red Oak. England was taken into custody in the 200 block of East Walnut Street and charged with driving while suspended. His bond was set at $300. A car reported stolen out of Sugar Creek, Missouri a few days ago was found Saturday night after it slammed into a residence in Red Oak. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says their 911 center received a call from a resident at 107 East Market Street just before 11 p.m. Saturday, saying a vehicle had struck the rear of his home and whoever was driving had taken off on foot. Authorities arrived on the scene and found a green 2001 Honda Accord with Missouri license plates resting against the rear exterior wall of the home. The driver of the vehicle was not located. A check of the vehicle's registration determined it had been stolen out of Missouri. The residents sustained about $2,500 damage during the incident, while damage to the car was estimated at $1,000. The Red Oak Police Department is asking anyone with information about that incident to call the Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 800-432-4000. 1001 or Red Oak Police at 623-6500. KJAN News Time is 712.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drug stores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacy.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Phyllis Rohner, age 88, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Phyllis Rohner will be this morning at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Jean Dunshee, age 88, of Clarinda, has died. Funeral services for Jean Dunshee will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Clarinda. Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda has arrangements. Verdella Smith, age 89, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Friday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Verdella Smith will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Jill Steffens Blotney, age 65, of Carson, has died. Funeral services for Jill Steffens Blotney will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Wheeler Grove United Church of Christ in rural Carson. Les Funeral Home in Carson has the arrangements. William Steele, age 84, of Anita, died Saturday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for William Steele will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Anita. I should say that William Steele died February 22nd, and the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements for William Steele. Marguerite Marge Eblin, age 89, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Marge Eblin will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Kenneth Hinson, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Josie Harper Hospice House in Omaha. Memorial services for Kenneth Hinson will be on Sunday at 4 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Courtney Johnston, age 27, of Dexter and formerly of Greenfield, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Courtney Johnston are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.